Time to go beyond the playbook with us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, we've got the Bills coming in at 4-8. They've got the Jets coming in this Sunday. From a lot of perspectives, maybe not the most important game in the NFL this weekend, but why don't you get into some of the storylines for us?
Yeah, Bills fans are not going to be tuning in on Sunday to see a long-shot playoff run because that's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean the game doesn't have plenty of intrigue. In seasons past, if the Bills were in this position, I'm not going to lie, I'd struggle through this segment, but not this year. And that's because this week we get the very first of what I'm sure the Bills and Jets are hoping is the first of many to come. And I'm talking about the matchup between quarterbacks of the future, well, hopefully. Seventh overall pick, Josh Allen for the Bills, and third overall pick, Sam Darnold for the Jets. So I guess what should we expect here? Earlier in the year, I'd say it was advantage Jets and Darnold by a nose. Quite frankly, Darnold looked like the better quarterback early on, but regressed into some really bad performances, including a four-interception game against the Dolphins before missing time over the last several weeks due to injury. And this is his first week back, so we'll see if he's taken the time on the sideline to watch, learn, and take a step forward, because it appears that's exactly what Bills quarterback Josh Allen did in the four games he missed. The better rookie season pendulum has most definitely swung back in Allen's direction over the last 2 weeks after he returned from injury. And I say that because, well, stats don't lie. In Allen's first week back, home win over the Jaguars, he was solid with 259 yards passing and running, but it was last week in a close loss to the Dolphins that his potential became reality. In fact, analytics site Pro Football Focus has Allen ranked as their highest-rated quarterback in the league over the last 2 weeks combined.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just 2 weeks. And Bills fans, they're finally getting a glimpse of how Allen could be, and I stress, could be. Just we've seen flashes of excitement before here in Western New York, but it needs to be sustained and happens 1 week at a time and starts again this week against the Jets.
All right, appreciate the cautionary thought there, Matt Sabuda. But we still have a game going on this coming Sunday. What should we expect?
Yeah, the Bills' defense should lend an assist in giving the Bills' offense plenty of opportunities, as they are once again the best defense in the league in points per game allowed and the second best in yards per game allowed. So it'll be a pretty big upset if Jets quarterback Sam Darnold has much success against them on Sunday. And I could also see the offense picking up right where it left off last week against Miami. The Jets' defense is average to below average at best, so there's little reason that Allen and the offense shouldn't be able to build upon their recent progress. And on Monday, I mentioned that I couldn't understand why the Bills were sticking with receiver Kelvin Benjamin. He's been a major disappointment. Well, we don't need to ponder that riddle anymore, because on Tuesday, the Bills parted ways with both Benjamin and receiver Andre Holmes. And while it seems really obvious given his poor play, management and pro sports are notorious for being stubborn when it comes to admitting mistakes. But I think beyond simply admitting their mistakes, moving on from a guy who looked like he just didn't care is so important when a young team in particular is trying to build. It sends a message that if you don't want to be here, you won't be here, regardless of what the team gave up to get you, because this franchise has been battling a culture of apathy for the better part of 2 decades. And having good players helps. Having good players who want to be here is better. And having, I guess, motivated good players who want to be here is best. And moving on from Benjamin isn't some magic move. It'll make all the difference. But once again, as I've said before with this team, and whether it's in sports or any organization, quite frankly, it's those incremental steps that hopefully build upon each other to create a culture of success. And Sunday is going to be the next step and opportunity to take that, I guess, that small step forward.
All right, Matt Sabuda, we appreciate it. We'll have you back here on Monday morning. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.